Perhaps it was this. Perhaps it was the look of the island, with its gray, melancholy woods, and wild stone spires, and the surf that we could both see and hear, foaming and thundering on the steep beach. At least, although the sun shone bright and hot, and the shore birds were fishing and crying all around us, and you would have thought anyone would have been glad to get to land, after being so long at sea. My heart sank, as the saying is, into my boots, and from the first look onward, I hated the very thought of Treasure Island. We had a dreary morning's work before us, so there was no sign of any wind, and the boats had to be got out and manned, and the ship wrapped 3 or 4 miles round the corner of the island, and up the narrow passage to the haven behind Skeleton Island. I volunteered for one of the boats. The heat was sweltering, and the men grumbled fiercely over their work. Anderson was in command of my boat, and instead of keeping the crew in order, he grumbled as loud as the worst. "Well," he said with an oath, "it's not forever." The house was approached by gravel driveways, which wound about through wide-spreading lawns, and under the interlacing boughs of tall poplars. They came and went, resided in the populous kennels, or lived obscurely in the recesses of the house. There were the fox terriers, a score of them at least, who yelped fearful promises at Toots and Isabel, looking out of the window at them, and protected by a legion of housemaids armed with brooms and mops. But Buck was neither house dog nor kennel dog. The whole realm was his. He plunged into the swimming tank or went hunting with the judge's sons,